Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight's the night for our Lightship healing. So, if you wish to stay on and listen for probably about 45 minutes, the last part of the show will be going to the Lightship. And if this is new to you, I'll just kind of describe it to you. You go up out of time, and you're there working with the light beams. There's many different types. There's minerals. There's water light beams. There's light beings that look like us. There's whales, there's dolphins, there's little orbs, and you have a chance to have healing with them, with their own particular consciousness of healing. And like I said, you're taken up out of time, and you're here too at the same time. So remember, you're a vibration, and so all vibrations get turned off and on continuously. So when you're turned off here and you're not here, then the Lightship transports you there, and you're there in your physical form that you are, just the way you're sitting right now. So we'll do a little introduction here. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. The last time it appeared here was when Jesus came. And the Lightship is not 3D or 4D. It's multidimensional, and it's creation energy itself. And this is the difference between the UFO stuff versus the Lightship. And the Lightship has created probably most of the beings that are of the light, that in fact all the beings of the light that we do talk about and maybe have sightings of, that are in the 3D realm that we experience here. So right now we're going to do an entity clearing for everyone. And remember, entities come into you through physical pain. They come in whenever you get upset. They can body hop between you and someone else in an argument. And that gets kind of fun if you've ever noticed how people get into arguments and the fuel gets fired and fired, and then all of a sudden, maybe after 15 minutes, they both feel kind of exhausted, emotionally drained, and the entity's got a nice charge off of you. So the entities are what we call ghosts. There's many other types that come into our bodies, which I won't talk about on this show tonight. There are a lot of extraterrestrial energies that are out there that have taken a home with us, and that's very sad to have this happen to humanity here, but hopefully they're being cleaned out at some point here. The Lightship comes for the universal shift. You might call that the 2012 shift, and when that happens, the whole universe is dematerialized instantly, and the light can regain its light frequency. So as far as understanding how that works, there's really no need to. You just need to be in your body fully. Remember, when the whole universe gets turned off, the mind energy, your thought energy, is no longer in existence. And so if you have been practicing for ascension, doing different programs, knowing different things about the ascension process, the mind is no longer going to be in existence. It's all heart energy. So another way of saying it is, don't waste your money by going out and learning about how the ascension process works. Your spirit already has that information that resides with you. And the only trick is, it's up to you to get fully into your body to do this here. So what we're going to do now is help you to come more into your body. So we're going to release entities out of you. We'll first do energies below the waist. And we'll just do both legs together, down to through your ankles, down to your tips of your toes. So here we go. Releasing energies out of you, these entities that are what you may want to call ghost. There we go. And bringing more of your spirit essence back to you. Remember, most people are only 20% in their bodies. So the fact that you're only 20% in means that who else is in you? 80% of entities. So it's very important for you to regain your spiritual identity. And your guidance only is in your heart center, never in your head. So you want to always connect inside of your heart. We'll be doing the mind to heart drop in about 5 minutes here, so you can connect with your divinity. Okay, we're going to bring more of your spirit to you now, and the spirit in your heart center is going to help you do this also. So here we go. Coming in, and I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in stronger, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do energies above your waist. This will be your internal organs. And release the energies out of you. There we go. He had a heart pain maybe in the last week or so, that heart pain can attract entities, and you can have entities coming to you who've had a heart attack. And they could have been in a body that possibly died from this pain, and so they'll bring you that same pain, and you could think you're going through some awful, tremendous anxieties and fear and thinking something's really wrong with you. It just could be an entity in you giving you that pain that they've experienced from the last body that they were inside of, bringing you the pain. So let's just release this out of you now. So here we go. Good, and bring in your spirit more into your body now. So we're counting again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go above your neck here, above your shoulders to your neck. And we'll also at the same time work on your arms. So we do a little lengthier process on the other night, but I want to go to the light shift tonight, so I want to do this very quickly here. So here we go, neck and arms, releasing these entities. And here they go, they're leaving right now. And bringing more of your spirit into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do your head. And here we go. Do some more entities out of your head. And good. Coming more into your body now with your spirit. These fragments that left you from pain and fear, anxiety, and everything that's in judgment is what they basically won't, these fragments won't agree with, and they leave you because of this here. Remember, these energies are only in the moment. So as you're going through a situation in life, maybe you're involved with a situation for maybe 10 minutes in length, well, each moment in time, as they pop up to look out of your eyes, if you're involved with a situation that's not love-based, that little part of you leaves you. And then again it comes up, another part, and it looks out of your eyes, and it may get frightened too, and it leaves. So you can lose a lot of your spiritual identity just by involving yourself in a situation of judgment. And that could be anger, you know, fear, you know, many, many things that we go through in life here. You know, most of the emotions are typically based on a negative situation. So here we go, coming into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment. Going to your heart center. There we go. Feels good. Going to your throat. Third eye. Wonderful. And hope you can feel this energy shifting inside of your body. Like I said before, most people, women are about 50-50 sensing energies, and men are about 1 in 100. So if you're a man and you can feel it, congratulations. If you can't feel it, then don't worry about it, because it's working anyway. Going down now to your power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. First chakra. Wonderful. Then opening if you wish. We're going to go to your heart center. Open it up right now. Go to body width for you. This is your choice. You can always have it less if you wish. But we'll go body width for you. The light beings are helping you with this process now. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Right, now we're going to go and do a little exercise where you can do this yourself. You're going to drop your mind, and your mental body with your thoughts is going to go now into your heart center. So if you wish, just kind of think or visualize the 10th floor being your forehead, your awakening consciousness, what you think with, and it's normally all over the place. And we're going to go into your heart center, that still, quiet place of complete surrender with this energy body. So we're going down now. Think of an elevator dropping from the 10th floor down to the 1st. So here we go. So the 10th floor, so 10, going down to the 9th. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's put some music on here so you can experience being in your heart center and ask your spirit for guidance and wisdom. If you're new to the show, go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on it and then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And underneath the blinking flower, you're going to see this light being. And she's one of the doctors that's on the Creation Lightship. I'm going to bring her energy, her spirit energy, right into your monitor screen right now. And she'll help with healings tonight here. So here she comes. So stronger. You can watch the picture change, vibrations and colors, and the way her head actually is on the screen. It'll become more three-dimensional. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have some input here on the fast chat, so maybe the physical healings that people are asking for, you can request that on the light ship tonight. I am seeing one about having energies released from father energies or mother energies. We can do that down here. So here we go. The light beam's activated. You might put your hand in front of your monitor screen and just feel her energy. For people who have issues with their parents, we're going to do a healing on that right now. And if you don't, it's good to be disconnected and having your own free will too. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared. Boy, that's a rough one. Excuse me. A lot of people have issues there. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. That should help you somewhat there. And along with that, it's probably an emotional clearing, so we'll do this for you here. So I'm going to pick a time here. I'm going to go from age 15 down to the age of 10. And this is what I'd normally do with my sessions. We go through your whole lifetime. And this clearing will be about an 80% clearing. So this will be energies that you've dealt with at that time. So here we go. Age 15, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 14, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Excuse me, that was 14, 13. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 12. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 11. Holy smokes, I'm yawning some more. 11 must be a rough year for some people out there. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and again. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and age 10. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So these years should be pretty much cleared out from you here. Like I said, they're about an 80% healing, so just kind of enjoy that situation there. We're going to do another healing, which is going to work with your heart center. We had a request to do the front and the back side of the heart, so we can do that here. Typically, energies that you know about, run to people through cordings out of the front side of you. It's still a bad thing to do, but typically that's what most parents do to their children, is that they sample their energies from the front side. And the back side is typically energies that are from psychic attacks, mind control energies, which is what they teach you now in New Age metaphysics, is to control your reality by your thinking. And so with that, you get psychic attacks, and that's the same situation here of having somebody take the energy that they have and giving you a psychic whammy with it here. So what we're going to do now is clear the front side of you through these cordings. So again, we'll do the countdown of 10. So here we go. Front side of you, heart center. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do the back side of you. Heart center. Same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is releasing cords from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to release some objects that could be attached to you here. And this gets into the far end of the scale of psychic attacks, where people actually throw things at you or do ceremonies through satanic witchcraft, voodoo, there's many, many types of arts out there. So here we go. I'm going to take some energies out of the front side of you right now. Here we go, coming out. You may actually feel something leave you here. Okay, now I'll do the back side of you. And start to breathe in to your heart center. You might feel that your breathing has changed a little bit now. Maybe some of the heart pain has left you. There we go. Okay. And we have to have Janina come through. We'll have Janina come into the light beam right now. Here we go. So she's coming in. And she'll bring in her team of healers. She normally brings in two teams of six. So you're going to feel this beautiful love energy come into your room right now. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And she's here now, so again, request healing with her team, and you can see what they can do for you here. one other healing here. We'll just see how Lightheart is doing now with the pain in her solar plexus here. Maybe she could type something in. And we're going now to do an emotional healing for the last maybe 3 months for people here. So we'll go back 3 months to current here. So here we go. This will take away emotional trauma from you. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, second month. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 month ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and up to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. So here we go. Same process, 3 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 month. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And we'll do a sensory clearing here, sensory body. This is all your bodies that you use to sense energies, our five senses. So here we go. 3 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 month back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And right now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. We will do another clearing here. I'll just do one of these here. This will be extraterrestrial energies that should not be here. So thank you very much from our past Galactic Federation that allowed these things to come into us here. So we're going to take away, I'm picking up squid energies and octopus energies that go into people. So we're going to take these out right now. I don't like doing this, but this is two that I will do right tonight here. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. You may feel these things unwind from you on the inside of your body. They normally constrict around your neck, around your rib cage. They constrict your organs. You may even find that your stomach shrinks in after this clearing here. This is more on the sci-fi end of things, but these things are real. So here we go. Here comes the octopus energy coming out. So we'll get out the major ones out of you right now. And here we go, coming out. A lot of people, they feel them come out of their mouth. So if you tend to yawn or have your mouth open, that's perfectly normal. And it's interesting to watch groups of people when I do this at the expos. There we go. More is coming out. There we go. Coming out. There we go. And that one's released. You may feel your ribcage change slightly. Maybe some extra pains will leave you. There we go. Coming out. Good. That one's gone. And we'll get one more of these here. There we go. This is kind of attached around your pelvis area. And wrapping around your rib cage. So here we go. Coming out, out. Now we're going to do the squid energies. These are the major ones that are with you. And some people will have, you know, definitely more than three. Here we go. Coming out, out. One just left. Another one. Coming out, out. And another one's coming out. There. And one more. There, so that may relieve you somewhat here. So that's one of the gifts that was given to us by our spiritual overseers here. So, oh, thank you, Ron, for taking squid energies out. You're very welcome, Rick. Let me just do a scan here on squids here again. I did a whole show on this about a month ago. I think it was on Friday. Anyway. Here we go. Yeah, there's a couple more that people have. We're going to take those out right now. There we go. Coming out. Out. We got beetles. Okay. I know who that is. That's all that I'm going to do after this one here. I don't like going into these realms to get this stuff out of people. This is way beyond what I signed up for, believe me. So here we go. Coming out. Out. There we go. Coming out. These are wrapped around some of the women's ovaries right now. There we go. Out. Okay, now we're going to do beetles. Beetles normally attach themselves to your head. So here we go. You might think of the beetles as the Egyptian beetles, the scarabs here. This is what they look like. Remember, these are energetic, and they somehow can live in you, and you can have lots of these things. So here we go. These are coming out of your head right now, all these beetles. So you might feel pressure being released from you. You're all going to have your own experience here. Here we go. And here we go. Wonderful. They're coming out now. Well, you guys have lots of them. Good grief. Yeah, it's very sad. Holy cow. More is coming out. Once they come out, they're terminated. They should not be in your energetic bodies at all. The light shift terminates them. More is coming out. There we go. And there's some more coming out. I don't know how they come into us here. All I can do is speculate that it's possible that there's some type of energy, maybe a vortex or something that's available to them to come into us. They probably come in through our DNA strands. Remember, we're extraterrestrials, and we have, you know, probably the extraterrestrial energies from our body stored someplace by maybe the negative side. And they know how to activate different things in us. Even though our body was created by the light ship at some point in time, we were still altered to come down to this planet here, being kind of a limited consciousness from what they are. And so they were able to still do mind control on us and controlling our DNA. There we go. Coming out. A lot of them there. Okay, that's feeling much better. Much, much better. There we go. There we go. Okay. As far as protection from the light ship, fleet of protection, that's I can't really get into that too much. It would be nice if they could help us out more, but remember, they're still at a much higher consciousness, and they're not really exactly here yet. And they may not really come down here because their role is to do the universal shift. You know, this planet is like lost to the dark side, so. There we go, more is coming out. Okay, that feels good to me right now. This area is just too contaminated. We haven't had the spiritual backup on this planet for eons. Here we go. There we go. Okay, that feels good to me. So what we're going to do now to lighten it up a little bit, we'll bring in some beautiful peace energy. We'll bring in baby Jesus into the light beam here. So you can watch the frequencies change. And just kind of watch your monitor screen, and here comes the energy of baby Jesus. So we'll just invoke him stronger here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll put some music on, and what I will say, if you felt any change in energies in your body during these healings of the extraterrestrial beings that are invisible inside of you, If you felt anything at all, that's validation that they're with you. And they could have been with you for a long, long time, your whole lifetime, because they do take away your life force energy. And it's not your fault why they're with you. Go to the light ship, everybody. So for the people who are new on the show, who may have some concerns about disappearing, well, you're not going to disappear. That's one of the questions that I get asked a lot. You're going to be here with full consciousness. But when you're not here, remember, you're being turned off and on, just like the lights in your house, although you perceive them as being on continuously. And remember, you're just like on the computer, 101010, you know, on, off, on, off, on, off. And when you're not here, you're going to be going to the light ship for healing. And the way the healings work, as Jesus said, and I'll just kind of rephrase that a little bit, basically it was your belief that healed you, and your faith healed you. So what he's really talking about is that your genetic patterning from your ancestors, what is that belief system that's inside of your body regarding healings? Okay, in this lifetime, you would definitely want to have a healing, but what's the card stacked against you in your genetic programming? This is why I do a sensory healing on people and emotional healing. Sensory is all past life. So you could have energies there that are preventing you from having a healing. On the light ship, you are healed. They bring in your complete spirit essence energy to you, 100%. They recreate it just as they have done initially when you were first created before you left the light ship to go out to the universe and have your experiences. So you have to have 100% of your spirit energy with you on the light ship for healing, and that is provided by them for you. Even if you're only 20% of your body here, up there you're 100%, and they heal you 100%. I've had people comment to me who were seers who said, yeah, one person said, my boyfriend has a missing leg, and on the light ship, he's walking around with his two legs. And that was correct. And so what happens is, as you're healed up there, as you come back down into the densities here, it depends how much baggage you have released from yourself, which is your DNA programming from your ancestors. If you haven't worked on yourself, then maybe the healing's not going to work completely. They always normally do work to a certain extent. But some people can have miraculous healings. Other people may take maybe a half a dozen or so times on the light ship. This is why I do the one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays for people. And those are $20. So here we go. If you want to bring up a pet or animal, you can. And this will not work on the archives, only because we have three-dimensional, four-dimensional extraterrestrial craft here. These ships are here, and they can abduct people. So just by thinking in your mind that you want to go to the light ship, you will never get there. But by doing so, they can clone themselves and make you believe that you're going there. So don't even ask after this process here. Keep yourself safe. So right now the light ship is bringing a nice, beautiful tunnel of white light around you. And ready to go up. It takes about 2 seconds. We're going up right now, and we're there. We're having our body scanned so we can see what's wrong with us. There's many different types of energies on the light ship. The light beings there, this is their first incarnation, which means that they're created to do healing work before the ascension process happens. And then they'll go off in their particular life form that they are in right now and have their experience just like yourself, going to the different places in the universe to experience the love energy there. So here we go. We're going now into the orientation room. And if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see the light beings right now. They'll be talking to you, probably through mental telepathy. And at that point, you can request your healing. And they'll also tell you what they found is wrong with you. And this may not be conscious to you down here. Some people say, gee, I have a sore toe, and I went to the light ship, but it never got fixed. Well, it's very possible that you have something much more major internally wrong with you, which you knew nothing about, and they worked on that instead of your sore toe. So if you don't feel any results, believe me, they worked with you. So here we go. We're going down a long tunnel now, and you were at free choice to select the different doctor teams. The beautiful light beings are there, and they were able to conference with you, and you selected the teams that you wish to work with tonight. And the healing is between you and them. It has nothing to do with me. So here we go. We're going down a long hallway. On the left side are the windows to the light ship. And on the right side are where the doctor offices are. The doors materialize automatically. And if you wish, if you're a seer, you can put your finger against one of the walls there and think of a color, and the whole room will change colors. The lighting will change. Right now we're going into the location where they have hot tubs. This is pretty standard for every visit that we go on to. This is used to help to detoxify our body. There's many, many colored gels. There's probably over a dozen hot tubs there. We'll be in the hot tubs throughout this whole process here. So I'm just going to bring it up one time. And we selected, for the majority of us, the gold and silver hot tubs right now. I'm only able to see one room at one time, even though we could probably be in a dozen or so. Another room we're going into is the pain release room. And this has hundreds of modalities of healing in there. And as you go into this room, the light beings will talk to you and show you the different technologies. And you can select which one you'd like to have during this healing session for yourself. We're going into another room. And it looks like people want to have their reproductive organs checked out. So this is where we're going now. Another room is where we have different things being done to our head. Typically, they'll work with our gums, our teeth, our sinuses. They'll also start working with our lymph glands, checking that out. So just request healing. If you have anything that you have wrong that you know about, just select maybe one or two things right now throughout this session here. We're going into another room where they're giving us some wonderful fluid to drink. And this fluid is a pinkish violet, very, very beautiful, very intense energy. It has like sparkles coming out of the top of the little container. This is about a half a teaspoon of energy. So we're having it now being placed between our thumb and our forefinger. And we're now having a sip of this energy. You may feel your body do a complete energy surge. You may feel your body temperature heat up slightly. You just ingested it right now. And now they're working, I see, in our stomach for ulcers. So if you have any concerns there, again, request. There's many rooms that we're in, so as I'm talking, request inside of yourself maybe every 20 seconds for healing. Remember, they're only in the now, and they'll work on what you need the most right now. We're going into another location where they're working with our veins and arteries and capillaries, and probably removing some... using our term here, plaque, or just blockages that we could have. They're going to do a spinal adjustment on us here, so you may feel your spine move a little bit here. They're working with your tailbone right now. And then they'll work their way all the way up to the top of your head. So again, just request your healing. I'm going to put some music on here as you can experience these different energies right now for yourself. And just keep requesting healing. You may want to move your body a little bit from side to side or stand up, maybe bend over. If your back was stiff, just check it out. See how it feels now. Some people like to put their hand on an area in their body, too, where the pain is. And you're also up there, remember, talking to the doctors directly, too. So it's nice to have you do your inputting down here, too. Going into another location right now, and we're going to go into one of the beautiful swimming pools. This has the liquid light energy water in it, and this water happens to be the color of violet, and it has golden energy swirls in it. Very, very beautiful. And coming to us are some very special light beings that are doing some healing with us here, and these look like elephants. is kind of a very sacred energy here. Not that the other ones are not sacred, but have this experience right now and experience these wonderful elephant beings here. We'll bring them down here for you to experience, too. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going into another room with another beautiful swimming pool. And this is where the beautiful dolphins are. And this is the liquid light energy water also. And it's silver and sparkles like beautiful diamonds. Just very, very bright. And here we go. There's three dolphins coming to you. If you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you may want to feel them. Just put your hand out about a foot in front of you, and you can move your hand from left to right, up and down, and you can actually feel the texture of their skin if you wish. Going to go into another location, and this location is where Jesus resides. This is his own special room. This will be a wonderful experience for all of you right now. So again, this is a very sacred room, and we're going into a whole different part of the light ship, and this part of the light ship is where he is, and we're opening the door right now. And if you look, you can see him. He's there, and we're going to have this wonderful experience. Beautiful life force energy. So again, request healing. And again, we'll bring his energy down here for us to experience in your living room. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and he's here, stronger. Feel that heart connection. Okay. Our time just going by really quickly tonight again. So what I will say is Jesus will be with you for the next half an hour through the photograph of the light being here. And now we're going to start to come back from the light ship. So we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us this evening. We're going now into the transporter room. And they're going to be bringing us back down here through a beautiful white light tunnel again. And our animals and pets are now coming to us, getting ready to come back down. And we're coming down right now, and now we're here. So what I will say, I have a special event that we've come today. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's a four-hour special healing where we can actually connect with the ascension energies that the light ship is bringing to the planet here for 2008. Well, we'll be experiencing those month by month, and this will allow you to feel the energy and to know what's going to happen in that month, and you can do an affirmation for that. And the cost on that is $60. You can connect with me if you wish. To do payment, just go to my website, creationlightship.com. Go to the donation page, and it'll give the information there how to send me a check or money order. So I wish to say thank you for all of you for coming tonight. Like I said, we do one-hour lightship healings like this here, Mondays and Fridays. Only $20. Starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And I also would like to thank the people who have provided donations for me to keep this radio program on the air. It is quite costly. So if you can afford some extra money, send it my way, because it does cost about $900 a month to do the shows that I have. So I do need to have some type of reimbursement. And after all, it's an exchange of energy, and all of you know that. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and stay heart-centered, and we'll see you next Monday. Thank you, and blessings to all of you.